What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. We got three special episodes for you. The first one, all three of them are with my guest host, Josh Forty. We're going to be breaking down some cool things. The first episode, what happened in the first episode? It was really good.
Yeah, we talked all about podcasting. Why podcasting is important.
So episode number one, you learn about podcasting, why we do it, how we do it, the reasons behind it, a whole bunch of other things. If you haven't been doing a podcast yet, it's going to sell you on why you need to do one. If you have done one, it's going to show you guys why and how to amplify it and why it's so important and how to find your best buyers from it. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. We'll cue up the theme song. We'll be right back.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Like I said, today, next actually couple episodes, I've got a guest host with me, which I'm pumped for. We actually did two podcasts. Well, they're podcast episodes for your podcast, right?
Yeah.
And I ripped them from my podcast because it turned out so good. One is after the Atlas Shrugged book, Josh Forty flew out and we did, how long? We went for like
three and a half hours. Yeah. Going
deep into Atlas Shrugged, which was really fascinating. I actually just reread it recently. So if we want to do round two, we should totally do that. And then, after I read the Outwitting the Devil book, I freaked out. And then Josh flew out. We did one there. So you guys who've been listening to the podcast are familiar with him and his voice. But I asked him, I'm just like, man, I love doing the podcast, but sometimes like I fall behind. And my brother who does our podcast settings, like, Russell, I need an episode today. I'm like, I don't even know what to think, you know? And I was like, I want someone to help come up with ideas, so it's not just me. And so Josh went out to the community, asked a bunch of questions, and the next couple episodes are going to be some fun conversations. So I'm pumped, man. And thank you for doing this. I know this is, you know, you're doing this pro bono to hang out with and, you know, just to help me out. So I appreciate that. And I'm excited to find out what people want to know about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love podcasting, right? I mean, that's my life, right? If I could do one thing, it would just be have a show that just, we just talk all the time. So this is like fun for me, right? It's like asking you to come hang out and geek out about funnels, right? So I'm super, super excited though. It's going to be super cool. And kind of dive in further and pick your brain and kind of open up a new world that I don't think a lot of people get to see, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting. Cause like, I feel like that when it's like me doing my own podcast, it's like, I pick a topic, I go into it, but it's fun when, like yesterday I had a chance to speak at a virtual event thing and, you know, I did my thing and then at the end people ask questions. It's just like, oh, I never, you know, it just opens up a different side that you don't normally do. And so I don't do a lot of Q&A stuff. So I'm excited to.
Yeah.
And maybe it's interesting. The only time we do this. Maybe it's a huge train wreck and this is the only time it happens. Maybe a thing. So
we'll try to make it not a train wreck, right? We'll do our very best. I think one of the big things though, that I want to kind of start with and kind of kick this whole thing off is why you spend so much time with podcasting, right? Because like, here's the thing, man, like you're rich. We all know it, right? Like you don't have to do this, right? You have this company that you could, I mean, we all learned at Funnel Hacking Live, you turned down $1 billion offer, right? So clearly you're not doing this for the money and you've got a company, you've got a team, you've got all these resources, you could spend money on ads, you could do whatever it is that you want, right? Yet somehow you're calling me up and are like, dude, I need to do podcasts, right? And like to somebody who gets it, and I get it, right? I have a podcast. I dedicate time when it doesn't make sense. I put money into a podcast that doesn't make sense, right? Like on paper, I get and I understand content and putting it out there, but I don't think, and I've never been at your level either, I don't think a lot of people understand what, like, why do you do it, dude? Like, why a podcast? And why are you investing so much of the time that you have now, which is limited, I'm sure, right? There's a lot of people trying for your attention. Why a podcast and why is that such a core fundamental piece of that you actually spend so much time on when you clearly don't have to?
Yeah. I'll probably give you four or five reasons because there's not just one reason. There's a lot of them. I remember like when podcasting started, I was at Armin Moore's big seminar and, someone was on stage, Paul Collig was on stage. He's like, there's this thing coming. It's gonna be the greatest thing in the world. It's called podcasting. And you're gonna put these things in your ears and listen to people talk. I remember I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. No one ever listened to it. I just didn't get it. He's like, no, this is like the future. And I remember because I was my roommate at the time was Josh Anderson. Some of you may know Josh. And Josh went by like every podcast domain he could think of. And I was like, you're dumb. Like, that's never gonna happen. But I do remember I was like, well, if I ever did a podcast, like I would call it the marketing your car podcast. Cause like, I guess while I'm in my drive my car, I could record it. And I remember thinking that, and I remember I bought at the time Marketing Your Car, and I did nothing with it for like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. Just had it. In fact, I even paid someone to write an intro song for it. So if you ever go back to the first episodes, the first 100-something episodes, there was this really, you know, at the time it was so cool. Now it's kind of corny, but there was this theme song that some guy wrote for me. And I had it for like 5 years, this theme song. And I never used it because I was like, I don't get podcasting. Then in my business life, we had grown up my company at the time. We had like 100 employees. And then, you know, the long story you guys have heard before is like the company crashed, everything fell around. And I went from a 20,000 square foot office to 2,000 square foot office. And like everything, I was just like, I felt like an idiot. I was embarrassed. Like, you know, my status was an all-time low. And I was weird. And for some reason in that season of my life, I had this impression, like, you need to start podcasting and talk about marketing. I was like, this is like, and I was convinced this time I was the worst marketer in the world, cause I just crashed my entire empire. And I was like, I'm an idiot. Like, you know, and so like, I didn't want to, but I felt this impression, like, now it's time to start a podcast. So I literally from the ashes of my business started this podcast. And I had at a time, like a 4 or 5 minute drive to the office. I was like, okay, I can be consistent with this. It's going to happen all the time. I'm going to do it. So I got my phone out, I clicked record, and I would literally just drive to my office, and I would just talk about what we were trying to figure out. Like, all right, today we're going in the office and, you know, working on this new offer, and this is what we're thinking, and da da da. And then, you know, the next steps are like, oh, we launched the offer and it worked, or it didn't work. So we tried this, and it was just me kind of documenting. It's funny. I heard Vaynerchuk talk about, like, document your journey. And I didn't know that wasn't a thing at the time, but that's literally what I started doing. And it was nice because it was something that was so easy that it was easy to be consistent with, because it was just, I think if I would have had to do a podcast where for me, I had a studio and a microphone, all those things, I probably wouldn't have done it because I wouldn't have gotten enough momentum to stick with it, but it was easy. And at first, the way we set it up, we couldn't track stats. So we had no idea if anyone was listening, which was a huge benefit, because had I known how few people were listening, I probably wouldn't have kept doing it. But I just kept doing it and doing it, not really knowing what kind of return was going to happen, you know. And it's funny now, I had someone about a year ago go through and start from the very beginning and listen to all the episodes. I was trying to get like some notes and like try to remember. And it was cool because they started coming back, like reporting. Like, he's like, did you know on like this day you talked about why you thought anyone who wanted to build a company over $10 million in sales was a moron. You should never try to grow a company that big. And then over here, you talked about you're never going to hire an employee again. And like all my thoughts at the time, which have morphed and shifted, obviously. But it's like this cool thing where we have this, like, I have this record now of this journey from the ashes to ClickFunnels and beyond. Like,
okay.
It's been very special for me.
Okay. Sorry. I want to continue down that path. But I want to interject right there. Okay. So the reason I started a podcast is because of, like, literally you told me to, right? Like, you didn't physically be like, Josh, start a podcast, but like all your books, all your content, you're like, publish, 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 publish. Right. And I'm like, okay. And so it started on Facebook and started on Facebook Lives, and then it kind of grew. And then my friend Daxi, he's like, dude, like, turn it into a podcast. Like, way more people would listen. I'm like, all right. So like, I have, I don't know, 400 or 500 episodes now on my podcast that I've done with, you know, you and all these different interviews or whatever. But what I tell people is, and this is true in all areas of my life, like, I'm so blatantly honest on my podcast. Like, I don't filter or mince my words at all. Shocking, right?
You're filtered on Facebook and Instagram, you're telling me?
Yeah, just a little bit. But anyway, but what's interesting is one of the things that you pointed out there was you have this document, you have this record of exactly where you were at this time, right? And so, like, for me, like, one of the things, and this is bigger than just podcasting, like, when you're just blatantly honest with yourself and, like, where things are at, and you just turn on the microphone and you just talk, like, you actually can go back and you can watch your progress. And you can see, like, oh, man, like, when I was 26 years old, when this happened, this is what I thought about life, right? Or this is what I thought about, you know, this particular topic, or like, this is what I was learning here. Or like, whenever I'm building like a funnel, or I'm building, you know, like something that I knew I worked on in the past and I talked about it, I can literally go back and I can remember like the struggles. And I think it was you. It might've been Gary, but anyway, someone, I think it was you though. You were like, imagine if like Jeff Bezos would have documented every single day or like every single week building Amazon. Like, how much people would pay for that, right? Like, how that would be so epically cool. That's like what it's like. So I totally understand what you're talking about there. And I don't think, like, I feel like people are embarrassed to start a podcast. Like, they're like embarrassed where they're at now, right? Yeah. And so they don't want to like put it out there. But I'm like, I'll never forget Liz Benny. You know, obviously, you know Liz. She's amazing, right? I had her on my podcast. This is probably a year and a half ago. And she's like, Josh, I've watched you grow so much. And I'm like, really? And she's like, oh, yeah. Oh yeah. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, cause I listened to your podcast. Right. And it was like, oh, like this is a long-term thing. It was kind of like at that moment that I realized it. You know what I mean?
For sure. It's interesting because, you know, I haven't publicly talked much about this yet, but I've been acquiring old books. Like I just bought this whole literally like library of Napoleon Hill books and stuff. And it's been so fascinating because I'm like reading through and these are the records, these people and their beliefs and their thoughts. And like, you know, I've got old magazines from like early 1900s, late 1800s. I'm reading, I found articles from Thomas Edison who were in the publishing these and it's like, I'm reading this stuff and it's so cool. And one thing that's, this is like Russell Gilt, in the Mormon church, one thing they always talk about is like, you need to keep a journal. You keep a journal. So that way your posterity has this thing. And I've never been good at keeping a journal. And what I started realizing, like, as I'm going through all the Napoleon Hill stuff, I'm like, I'm so grateful that they wrote these things down and they have this journal. And I started feeling like guilt again. And all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, I don't have a journal, but I've been podcasting now for 7 years. I'm like, this is my record. This is when I'm dead. My kids or my grandkids or my posterity or people who, you know, whoever it is, you know, like this is how they're going to learn about me and figure out what it was. And like, and hopefully I shortcut them some trial and error. Like, here's the journey I went on, but like, here's what I figured out and I can help them. And, you know, I think all of us are always talking about like, we want to leave an impact. Like, I think, you know, my podcast episodes, I'm hoping these are my journals. These are my records. This is like what I just bought from Napoleon Hill. I'm hoping that this becomes something for the future generations. That they can build their businesses off and their ideas and their plans. Because my podcast, as you know, like it's a marketing podcast, but I don't talk about marketing most of the time. I'm talking about my family and my kids and I'm learning and like my personal development and all the things, you know, marketing is just the hook I got people in, but it's my life record. It's my journals, which is kind of cool too.
Yeah, that is super cool. So like, it's funny. Quick side note, we have to shut down this thing different theory because Apple has
just spell it different.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, believe me, we've tried some things. I'm not trying to push against the biggest company in the world. Right. So anyway, we have a new name. I'm not going to say it yet, but like it's coming. But anyway, I like in the last just couple weeks, I've like had to pause like doing podcasts. And like, it's weird because like what you said right there is like, I don't keep a journal, but I know that I do keep a journal via like that exact same thing. And it was weird. I went to my wife literally like 2 days ago. I was like, I need you to help me create a system for the short term to be able to document my thoughts because right now I'm not doing it. And I have so many things that we're going through right now. So I totally get that. But like, I feel like there's gotta be more than that, right? There's gotta be another reason besides just the documentation process for the podcast for you.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. So that's the first thing. Again, I got four or five that kind of running in my head, so I don't know what order they'll come out in. But the next one is, eventually I wrote a book, right? And people are like, these books are so good. Like, how do you know all these stories? And for me, it's like, I have an idea. And the idea percolates in my head for a minute. And I'm like, I got to tell someone. So usually first person I tell is usually the podcast. Like, I'm thinking about this thing. I talk about it, right? And so like, I tell the story the first time. The first time, like, you know, it may not even be that flushed out. They get to the office and I see Dave over there. Dave's excited. I'm like, Dave, check this out. And I tell it to him again. And then I tell someone else. And then I'm doing an interview and I say it again. And I tell the story four or five, six times. And I get better and better at telling the story. And then when I'm at a seminar and I'm on stage and I'm talking. I have no idea which direction I'm going. All of a sudden, like this thing will pop up in my head. I'm like, oh, I've told that story six times, like 3 months ago. And it appears. I remember Tony Robbins told me this. He's like, when I go on stage, I have a plan. He's like, but the plan, like, it never goes to plan. Like, I start talking, and then he's like, these downloads just come from God or from the universe, and they just show up. And for me, as I started podcasting and telling these stories over and over and over again, that's exactly what happens now. Like, when I need something, like I'm in a situation, I'm coaching someone, I'm talking, I'm on an event or a stage or something, and I need something, all of a sudden it appears when I need it. And I think it's because I didn't just think about it and forget about it. I think about it. I tell a story, it's published. I tell someone else and then when I write a book, like I told the story 400 times, like I know the best way to tell a story now, right? I've seen like what people laugh at, what they don't laugh at, like how to do it the right way. And so it's like, in fact, it's interesting, like my next book is a personal development book. I struggle with that one because I don't have a personal development podcast. And I haven't tested these stories, these principles or these theories. I'm like, and like, I've been stuck. As you know, I sort of send you the rough draft like 8 months ago and I haven't worked since then. So I think it's part of this. I haven't had a chance to flush these things out. So it gives me an idea to flush out my ideas is another one.
Yeah.
Another one that's interesting. I don't know the exact stats, but I read it somewhere. I think I talked about in Traffic Seeker. So I put it in there, but conceptually they talked about people who are podcast listeners versus the rest of humanity. And I'm gonna tell you about the stat and I'll tell you how the practical application of that stat, which is really fascinating. So the stat was something like, the average person who listens to the radio makes like, I don't know, $60,000 a year. And whereas the average podcast listener makes $120,000 a year. So the people you are getting and acquiring, they are they are people with more spending power. They're more affluent people. They're the kind of people who are trying to develop their brain, their minds, their things like that. They're more likely to buy a course or a software or a mastermind or things like that, because they're kind of people who aren't just listening to radio to numb themselves. They're listening to audio to grow. And so that's the fascinating thing. Like, you're getting a better caliber customer who are listening. Number two, you are getting them in their most intimate moments. Like, when do you listen to a podcast? It's when I'm working out and I'm by myself and it's me and them and I have their full attention. I'm not listening to a podcast where I'm writing an email or texting someone, right? Or I'm in a car driving, or it's like I'm getting access to their brains and their minds in their most intimate moments when it's just me and them, right? Even
video, and it's not like even like that on YouTube either. Because YouTube,
I'll watch a YouTube video while I'm cooking dinner, while I'm doing five other things.
That's super interesting.
I don't listen to podcasts when my kids in the room because they're going to ask me a question. They're going to mess it up. And so it's when I'm separate and it's like just me and them and that's it. And so I get this, I have a different level of intimacy with the podcast people that I'm listening to. So higher quality customers, better level of intimacy. And then the practical application, the first time I really got this, it was after I launched my Inner Circle the very first time. And again, it was funny because I always told people I never made my podcast. Mine was podcast. I'm not making any money from it. And as I, did it for 4 or 5 years. And I launched my first version of my Inner Circle. And we had a point where we had about 33 people in it paying $25,000. And I remember at one of the events, somebody asked, like, how did you guys bump into Russell? And all of them were like, oh, I saw something. But then I got on this podcast and I listened to him every single day I was working out for 6 months. And he kept talking about this Inner Circle and talking about this thing he's putting together, all these things. And it was fascinating that, like, almost everyone in the room, they didn't hear about my podcast. Podcast isn't good for lead gen, right? It's never, as you know,
horrible for lead gen.
You can't buy ads and blow up your podcast. But people find out about you, they plug in to your podcast. And the people who make that transition from, I saw a book, I saw an ad, I saw something, and they make that transition where they actually get the phone out, subscribe, and then plug you in. Like, those become your best customers, your highest buyers. Yeah. Like, they're the best. And so the practical application is, yes, by doing this podcast, it's like I'm taking... And I talk about this in Expert Secrets. And actually, my Inner Circle meeting last month, we talked a lot about this. Like, we talk about creating a new opportunity versus an improvement offer, right? And for the most part, you want to create new opportunities. That's what gets people in the door. And I told everyone, I was like, your value ladder should be like this new opportunity. There's opportunity stacking. I'm like, the back of the value ladder, there's one section that's saved for people with ambition, right? New opportunities are all about getting people who have desire to come in. But people with ambition, and the percentage of your audience is small. The percentage of people who have true ambition, maybe 15 to 20%, maybe.
Yeah.
And but those are your most ambition. I told them in my mastermind, I'm like, I didn't sell you guys a new opportunity. I was like, do you want to go to Boise and talk to other entrepreneurs, and we're gonna get better and stronger and smarter, like all the ER words, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are the ones at the top of the value ladder. You are ambitious. So I'm not selling you a new opportunity. I'm selling you guys improvement. And it's the hardest thing to sell, but it's like what one tier of your audience wants. I feel like same thing, like the people who are listening to your podcast, these are the people who want improvement. These are the ambitious ones. They're not the tire kickers. And so it's like the best way to convert people into their highest ticket back end things as well.
Yeah. And I also think there's one thing that's very important to point out, I think, here is the style / type of podcast that you particularly create. Because I've studied a lot of different podcasts, right? Joe Rogan obviously is, big inspiration of mine when it just comes to creating content or whatever. But what's interesting is that the type of content that a Joe Rogan creates, or that even like a Logan Paul or like any of the bigger mainstream podcasts, oftentimes it's much more for entertainment, right? And Joe Rogan, I think, is kind of the blend between the two. But a lot of podcasts, they're not specifically for like solving a very specific problem, right? And so what I always say about this, specifically the type of podcast that you create, right? You or Steve or whatever, is your type of podcast is horrible for lead generation, but it's amazing for lead education, right? Like, it's because once they're in there, you have that. And what's interesting is one of the times that I listen to your podcast most, right? I'm going to let you guess. I'm sure you're not going to get it. But what do you think is one of the times I listen to your podcast most?
When you're driving somewhere in your car.
That's a time, yeah. But it's when I'm in pain, right? Like, when I have a specific pain around my funnel, when I have a specific pain, I will literally go and I'm like, oh, Russell has this podcast. He's got all these episodes. I bet you he's talked about it. And so I'll literally go on my phone and I'll like keyword search like for different things. And I'll specifically go. Like, there was one time I was listening to I was something about a webinar or something. And you were talking about how you wrote your headlines and basically how you came up with your framework for it. And I remember, I remember you did that one time. And so I was struggling with it. And so I literally searched it and I did it. And so like the type of podcast that you create, there in my head, there's two different ones. There's one for entertainment and then there's one for education, right? And you create one specifically for education. And when you do that, that's the type of podcast or that's the type of content that literally goes and educates your member, right? And when you have that, like 100%, my top buyers, anybody that gives me a top dollar for my stuff, they all listen to my podcast or have been on my podcast and I'll, you know, pull something out of it. They're always the ones that pay the most money, for sure.
For sure. It's interesting too, and there's a lot of formats. Like when I did mine, I was like, I did a short form for a couple of reasons. Number one is like, it was my drive to the office. So that's kind of how it started. But number two, it's like, I love Joe Rogan and I probably listened to one of his entire podcasts ever.
Oh my gosh, so dude. Long. I probably listened to 100 of them.
And I get overwhelmed because I'm like, each one's 4 hours long and there's all these different people. And I was like, oh, like everyone keeps talking recently about the Jewel one. Like, it's the greatest thing in the world I got listened to. And I'm like, 4 hours. I'm like, I could get a whole audiobook, the entire book done in 4 hours. I'm just like, oh, is it worth the investment? It's like, I don't ever want to dive into it because it's so big. Whereas mine, it's like, again, someone's in the car and like, oh, like I got a 10-minute commute. Boom, throw it in. They get an episode. And then what happens is they get hooked and then they'll listen for 4 hours. So it's different though, because like if Joe Rogan's were broken up into even 20-minute blocks, I would probably listen to all of them.
YouTube, Joe Rogan clips. It's Joe Rogan Experience clips. And it's literally 20-minute episodes. So if you ever want to.
That's probably what I would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. And then also the nice thing about short form is people come in, they listen. And I get this all the time. People are like, yeah, I listen to like, I got into a podcast, listened to 3 or 4 episodes and I loved it. So I started at the very beginning and I binge listened to all of them. Mm. It happens all the time as well. Whereas like Joe Rogan, you're not going to binge listen because that's like 65 years worth of content. Mine is just like, oh, they're short. I'm going to go to the beginning and they start and then they binge listen. Yeah. And then they've gone through your journey with you. And by the time they show up, they're like, they know everything that you've ever said. And they like are such so much easier to work with if they got that stuff. So I think everyone needs like, it's one of those things like you're not going to see a big return initially. But over time, if you're consistent with it, like it's the best thing. And then obviously, you know, I don't use my platform for this, but you do. And I think it's brilliant. Is it gives you access to all these people, right? Whereas like the interviewing people, like you get access to people you can't otherwise.
You literally can't even fathom, like doors open that you literally can't even understand simply because you're like, hey, I have a podcast and hey, I've got these couple other cool players on here. You want to come? And like Alex Hormozi's coming on my podcast, right? Like I literally reached out to him. I was like, I have a podcast and 100%. I'm going to admit something to you right now. I was like, hey, I had a podcast and Russell's been on a couple of times. You want to come on? He's like, I love Russell. Of course I'll come on your show. Right. So that's like, awesome. Like crazy big doors, right? Like that get open simply because you have a platform to be able to, you know, allow someone to use their voice as well.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
I remember before Tony and I were super close. We met a couple times and stuff, but I remember he was doing some launch. I remember Lewis Howes and him got on, did a big interview and 3 or 4 people did interviews. And I was like, so annoyed. I'm like, why should we hang out with these people, not me? And then all of a sudden I had the aha. I was like, Lewis Howes got a big podcast. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I was like, okay, I need to be able to offer my platform to him to get in that door and really build that relationship. Like, and that's one of the powers of it too. You have a platform. Now you've got ability to access people you can't otherwise. And you know, as you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 2 rapid fire questions here really quick. Cause I want to move on to kind of the next topic to keep us on track. But number one, well, what's the Joe Rogan episode that you listened to all the way through? Do you remember which one it was?
I do know. Yeah. And I actually hate that I listened to this one. It was the Gary Vee one. And the reason why I listened, because I was like, I want to be on Joe Rogan's podcast someday. And I want to see what Gary talked about. Because as you know, Gary and I have he probably has no idea who I am.
You have a light beef.
He's got an interesting relationship. He's not my anyway. Okay. So I was like, I got to make sure I'm the next internet marketer who actually does a better job. So,
okay. 2 things on that. 1, anybody listening, I'm going to do this, so don't take it, but I'll beat you to it. If you ever can get Russell Brunson on Joe Rogan, that's a great Dream 100 gift right there. Right.
Heck yeah. That'd be sweet.
That'd be amazing. Secondly, I've listened to so many episodes of Joe Rogan. One of my favorite ones is actually with Kanye. I know everyone thinks Kanye is an idiot, but like if you can, that's like 5 hours. It's insane. It's one of the most intense episodes I've ever listened to. But one that is like a must listen to, like seriously, one of the best podcast episodes I've ever done is his first interview with Elon Musk. Like if you ever get the chance to sit down and listen to it, it's like 3 or 3.5 hours, but like understanding that dude's mind, Elon Musk, like you will not regret that 3 hours of your life. It was a fantastic episode. So yeah. That's the one.
Very cool.
Okay. Last thing here before we move on. Are there any other points that we didn't cover about why someone should have a podcast? Like wrap up, make your closing arguments around why someone needs to go start a podcast.
The last one I'll say, I quote Nathan Barry actually in Traffic Secrets. I'll probably mess up the quote, but it was interesting. He talked about how, I think the title of the blog post I shared is like, you got to publish long enough to get noticed. And it talks about how for most of us, there's so much content out nowadays, right? There's all these things. It's hard to like know what's going to be good. Like 5,000 podcast launch days, how many Netflix episodes, all sorts of stuff. It says most of us find out about a good show at like season two or season three, because it's, we waited to see, like our friends talked about it. All of a sudden it gets a breaking point where everyone's talking about it. And then you become this overnight success. Right. And he said, it's interesting. He's like, you have to publish long enough to get noticed. And I think that's the biggest thing to understand, especially for most people who are getting started and they're like so scared, like, oh, I'm gonna look like an idiot. No one's gonna, like, they're all gonna make fun of me. I'm just a beginner, blah, 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 all these different excuses. And like, the good news is, at the very beginning, no one's listening. No one's listening. It doesn't matter. You just do it. This is your chance to actually find your voice and learn how to speak and tell stories and all those kind of things. No one's listening. And you keep doing it. I tell people all the time, like, if you publish consistently for a year, that doesn't mean like once a month for a year, like daily for a year, or three, four times, five times a week, like consistently for a year. Two things will happen. Number one, you'll find your voice. Number two, your audience will have chance and have enough time to actually find you. And so it's going out there and just setting it up, saying the ROI. And I'm a big ROI. Like, you look at my disc profile, my number one value is ROI. If I can't see the return on investment in something, it's hard for me to do. It's why I struggled in school. It's why I struggle in awkward conversations, because I'm like, what's the point of this? I don't get it. Podcasting was hard because I didn't know what the ROI was. And luckily, again, I didn't see the stats for 3 years.
Was it 3 years?
Yeah, before we figured out
how that's to crazy
get stats on it. But because of that, because I didn't know what the ROI was, and I was like, just hoping and praying with faith that it would be good. Now I see the ROI. Now it's important. Now I do it twice a week, regardless. It happens in the queue, in the can, because it's that important.
Well, if your number one thing is ROI and you figure out the podcast is worth it, guys, there's your selling point. Go start a podcast. All right.
Start a podcast. Let's go.
Honestly, it's amazing. And it's so much fun too. You learn so much about yourself. And I think the one thing I'll say about podcasts is you've got to really find your own unique style. And I was listening to, I know you know Alex Becker, but Alex Becker is probably one of the biggest influencers in crypto right now, right? I mean, just insane, right? One of my friends got his NFT and he's up like $250,000 in like 3 months, right? Just insane stuff. But one of the things he said is right now in the industry, everybody is trying to become an influencer, right? And so he says, I see all these people trying to model exactly what it is that I do, right? And he's like, I have no problem with you guys doing that because I get it, right? At the beginning, you don't know your voice yet or whatever, but he's like, you'll never be me. And I won't use the language that he used, right? But he's basically like, there's only one me, right? Yeah. So like eventually, like, yeah, model me, do whatever you need to do. But like eventually, like go find your voice, like go find your own thing, because like that's how people are going to watch you, because like I'm going to make sure that you're irrelevant if you try to model me long-term, right? And so it's like kind of like giving you that permission to be like, yeah, like model somebody at the beginning, but then like people are not going to listen to you if they can go listen to somebody else that has the exact same style, right? So like it allows you to really be yourself when you give yourself permission to just like try different things. And at the beginning, like you said, no one's listening. So
yeah, and it's funny talking about modeling. I talked about this yesterday on a call I was on, but it's fascinating because people they're trying to copy or model somebody because they're trying to get those people to track the right audience, right? And yeah. Myron said, you don't track who you want, you track who you are. And so like, if you're trying to be someone else, you're not going to cause you want those customers. It's going to be weird. Like I remember when we launched ClickFunnels, I was trying to be like all the other internet marketing guys, cause I thought I was competing against, Ryan and Perry and Traffic Conversion. So I was like trying to be more corporate-y, businessy, kind of like they were. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not me. Like, I'm not going to wear a shirt and tie on stage. I'm not going to wear a suit jacket. I'm going to wear my t-shirts and jeans. And I'm going to talk about my family and God and wrestling and things I'm excited by. And I don't care about, agency, like not that I don't care about agency, but I don't care about like I'm gonna speak to the entrepreneur because that's what I want. Where in Ryan and Perry, literally one of their traffic conversions were like, this is less for the entrepreneur, more for your teams and your staff. And like it's crazy now because you look at the I thought we were in the same market, but since I leaned into who Russell was, it's separated. And it's not that one's better or worse, they're different. But like you go to Funnel Hacking Live, it's my people. You're in the audience, like most of these people here are Christians who are athletes, who've got kids, who are entrepreneurs, who are not doing this for money, but doing it because they want to change the world. Like that's like the overwhelming percentage of our audience. Not everyone, but as a whole, like we attract who we are. So it's like, so lean into that, because otherwise you're going to attract people you don't like and you're going to hate your life and you're going to hate your business. Yeah. You're going to hate your customers. But you put yourself out there, the people who do not resonate with you will leave on their own.
Yeah.
You don't have to kick them out. They're like, Russell's annoying. I get people all the time, like if I mention God on a podcast or anything, they're like, all right, I'm out. You talked about God, I'm out. Sweet. I'm like, all right, bye. Like, I'm good with that. Like, I know people are like, I don't believe in God, but I respect that you lean into it. And like, they're cool too. But the people who are offended leave. And the people who stick are the ones who you want to hang out with anyway, because you attract who you are, not who you want to bring in.
And I could talk about that topic super, super long, but I want to keep moving on to the next piece here. So
that's it for the first episode then here with Josh on the Marketing Secrets Podcast. We're going to transition next one on the next episode. Hey everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's gonna happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm gonna be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I wanna make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day, I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.